Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome. This is Patterson on the Web. I'm your host, Chauncey Brown. Today at 4 o'clock, Patterson Internal Affairs complaints against cops rise by 86%. We are waiting momentarily for our co-host to come into the studio.
Come on now.
Corey Teagues. Okay. Welcome to the show, Corey Teagues. Just doing a brief introduction.
Okay.
That today's show is Patterson Internal Affairs complaints against cops rise by 86%. Just when I hear that number, 86%, that's just what they report. So if that's what they report, we have to look at that. It's got to be well over 90% of complaints being filed.
Of course.
I was reading an article recently before we started the show that a man received $300,000 this past year in April, actually. He was beaten by the cops during a drug arrest and got $300,000 in a lawsuit.
See?
Patterson police officers has a history. It is apparent that by the number of complaints that they are aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, I don't know if every case warrants being aggressive in every case.
Right. I just think, of course, thanks again for, having the show. It's a huge blessing. That number is staggering. Because like I said, it only represents the amount of cases that have actually made it to the surface. And for the numbers to be that high, how many cases? I really believe that Jameis' case would have been one of those cases swept under the rug if there hadn't have been such a pushback.
If I may, Brother Teagues, I'd like to read some information quoting from the NorthJersey.com that was dated in March. Internal affairs complaints filed against police officers rose by 86% in 2018, a jump that officials enacted to say in part as a ripple effect of the FBI's ongoing case against crooked city cops. The number of complaints against city cops reached 258 in 2018, up from 139 in the previous year, according to the annual report for the Patterson's Police Department Internal Affairs Division. Citizens filed 179 of those complaints last year compared to 115 in 2007.
Okay.
Each of the five previous years, the number of IA complaints against Patterson police officers had declined, reports show. So in other words, prior to that, I don't think that they had the reports.
Okay. Wow.
But it's clearly a problem on how Patterson police officers are interacting with people in the community, and there is no check in the department.
Not at all.
Not when you have officers selling drugs, stealing money, killing people. I mean, where does it stop?
Right, exactly. And I'd like to know which one of the council members are over public safety, because these ask them some questions too as to what are they really doing with that committee. For this to be happening, and they're not instituting or implementing any measures to kind of control this nonsense. So
the sad part is you're right. The city council legislative body is taking no action.
No.
Because it's a criminal investigation, and the FBI, and I'm sure New Jersey Attorney General is looking into it, it still does not forgo you as a legislative body to investigate and to try to craft legislation to correct the issues or try to implement some changes.
Right.
They're
on
not
the local
implementing
level.
Any changes.
Right.
They're not even trying to do anything to curb a police aggression.
Right.
Or excessive reports, or even to bring the lawsuits down.
Right.
Absolutely.
And it's sad because if it was any one of their family members, they would demand immediate action. They would be leaving no stone unturned, as they say, to get to the bottom of it as fast as possible, as quickly as possible. But this particular instance, they're just kind of dragging their feet, and, you know, and that's another thing. The newspaper came out with that report, North Jersey, which is a pretty reputable news media, you know, source. And the city council, even though it's out here in the public, they still haven't addressed it. They haven't had, like, a special council meeting to call the police chief, police director to the table. Hey, explain this to us. Why is the number so high? Nothing. You know. And not to put color into it, but in a predominantly white community, there would be a whole lot of questions that they would have to answer.
And what
you
is
know.
The corrective action plan put
exactly.
in place to curb possible police brutality cases, excessive
right.
force, and
yeah.
the lawsuits of aggressive force against
right.
people? What
right.
was the plan?
Exactly.
But you want to hand out a $60,000 job to
oh, yeah.
a friend of yours that was
yeah.
a political ally, helped in the campaign's daughter. You want to give her $60,000, but we ain't got no money. But
right.
you can't answer the police department. You can't address these issues. I don't know. I think that we're really starting to see who this mayor really is. I mean, I knew he was just a politician. He's not a public servant. He's going to tell people what
right.
they want to hear. He's going to skin and grin in your face, and he is not going to do anything but duck and dodge when it comes to any challenges
right.
in our community.
Of course. And I think, you know, it's sad, Chauncey, because we told the community this on several occasions before the election, years before the election, that even on the school board, and not to make this about him, but we told people, even on the school board, he never took a serious position, you know. And now they're seeing it, you know, firsthand.
He's never done
have,
anything.
Like, buyer's remorse.
He's never done
no.
anything.
No. And like I said, I'm not
mean,
trying to, like,
people have to really
up.
Look, you know.
Right. Right. Yeah.
The only issues he took part in, excuse me, curfew mm-hmm. and bars. That's it.
Yeah. That's all.
Other than that, he hasn't done yeah. anything.
Right. Absolutely. And that's the sad part. You know, that's the part
yeah,
that,
because that's something that should be done regardless. That should be a
exactly.
normal function of government.
Right.
That ain't nothing special. Handing out summonses and shutting people down for operating illegally, that should be the norm.
Right. Yeah. Turning on street lights and things like that. That's normal stuff. They
fixing,
want to be
fixing streets. And fixing streets. Like it's some kind of like a big thing, oh, we're going to fix these streets. Like, you know, really? It should have been done.
Yeah. But because, for the most part, you know, the people themselves, they don't do a good enough job in actually paying attention to what's supposed to be done. So then the stuff that is norm, they'll consider it that they'll say, oh, the council person is going above and beyond. When they're not even realizing that's the least they could do because that's their job anyway. You know? And that's the sad part, man. We don't have enough people in the community. And these leaders, a lot of these so-called leaders that know the truth, that know this, they don't do any type of or make any type of effort to let the people know that the stuff they're out here asking you to celebrate them for doing is stuff that they were supposed to do already. You know, they just join in with the celebration knowing that they didn't do anything outside of what their job required. You know?
sad.
Yeah, it's really sad, man. It's sad. Because I see them on Facebook. Oh, wow, you turned the streetlights on, so now you should run for mayor. I mean, really, I've seen stuff like that, you know, in comments. And it's sad. It's
wait
like,
until they turn them off again in the wintertime.
Right.
To cut down on electric bill for the city of Pabst when they play games with the streetlights.
Right.
Turning them off purposely.
Right.
To save on electrical bill.
Right.
But the police department has been extremely quiet, even its leadership within the police department. Jerry Spaziel has been extremely quiet on this issue. And he's a politician.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna, he's not saying nothing. I don't get it.
Right.
You know, still, everybody's quiet.
Everybody, man. And that's the sad part. All these things are being said, and you would think that somebody in that on that side would have the ball to open their mouth and say something. Anything, something. But nothing, but they're not saying anything at all.
Right,
you know,
especially after the governor said it's a criminal investigation.
Right.
So if the governor says it's a criminal investigation, that means that a crime was committed.
That's right.
Simple. It's simple.
Exactly right. That's why.
Real simple.
That's why he's, and he said, well, I'm going to say largely what I can't say. So he admitted that, you know, they didn't really advise him to mention anything about it, but they might have even told him to stay away from anything, any questions that go around there, probably just to stay away from them. But no, I think he realized that if I'm the leader, chief executive of this entire state, I gotta say something, even if I'm being told not to go too close to it, you know. So I always have respect for him on that note because he did what these local officials didn't have the courage to do, you know. And it's sad because you shouldn't have somebody come from out of town and do more than what you're supposed to do for your own community. That's terrible, you know?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's very bad. And the thing is, man, these are the same people who get up every election cycle and say, you need somebody that's going to fight for you. Vote for me, I'll fight for you. Yeah, who are they fighting for? I asked the listening public, who are these council people? Who are they fighting for? You know, they told the family pretty much to go to hell, you know, in a nice way. You know, so we really have to start voting smarter. We can't keep voting for the same people and expecting something different to happen. You know, I think they've showed us one too many times that they really don't care. You know?
Actions speak louder than words.
Yeah, exactly. They've shown us.
We haven't even heard nothing or seen nothing.
Right. So they made it crystal clear to us through their actions that they're not really, you know, they're not the least bit worried about what happened. So we have to start. Our voting has to reflect that, you know. And now we're in the barbecue season, so now they're gonna really try to wash over everything with barbecues, you know.
I just want to remind the public, please be respectful to the police officers, police women.
Right.
You know, be courteous. You do not want to aggravate and produce any undue aggression towards you at all.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Because,
we definitely, you know, please, by all means, you know, there's good cops and there's bad cops. You know, there's some bad ones, but we just have to be mindful to all you young ladies and young brothers out there to please, you know, be careful, be respectful to the police officers, please. Be courteous. Don't be disrespectful because it only could take a moment for it to go a different way. And we don't need that.
Yeah.
You know,
we
don't need any more lives.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Right.
Because
they're looking for an opportunity to attack somebody else to throw the attention off of Jameik. So that's all, like you said, let's just, you know, in terms of interactions with the two, yeah, let's be, you know, confident until we can get to the bottom of what, you know what I mean? And get
exactly
to the answers. Yeah.
Exactly. Just
mm-hmm.
be courteous, you know, be respectful, you know,
mm-hmm.
don't get many hassles, be, you know, and do what you got to do, you know?
Right.
Because you don't want to aggravate them, agitate them, and create a confrontation, and then they're going to justify the reaction by that. We have to take a positive, proactive stance to practice nonviolence and have respect and restraint, you know, while this is going on.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that the FBI is taking aggressive role in investigating the Patterson Police Department.
Right.
And I hope not just the Patterson Police Department, but investigating other areas as well. You know,
yep.
These amount of liquor stores and all the stuff going on is ridiculous.
Right,
Patterson.
Absolutely. And there was something else I was trying to look up. I wanted to give a shout out. The person didn't want me to mention the name for obvious reasons, you know. But to the person that's been helping. Oh, that's what. Before I even get into that, I just need to, like, just one moment, a second of silence for Miss Brown, a friend of mine. Her name, you know, is Miss Brown. She was a strong confidant in this movement. She would call me all the time to let me know what was going on or what questions, I should say. Her daughter called me, let me know she had passed away last week. They're having her funeral on Tuesday. They asked me to come and sing for the funeral. I'll definitely do that. But just, you know, keep that family in prayer, you know, the Brown family. It's crazy, though, right? All these Browns, it's something else.
Yes, yes.
But, yeah, I mean, yeah, her daughter, you know, let me, it was kind of, it was sudden, you know. And she just had her 58th birthday last month, so it was really, you know, just.
And happy belated birthday to you as well, Brother T.
Oh, thanks, bro. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I apologize.
Yeah, man. I mean, so that's the second person that's who would call me and give me questions to ask, you know, who passed away so far in terms of. So there's people that are really worried about this, you know, this case, who are literally, like, it's worrying them. And also for the mother, Jameik's mother. You know, I don't know if you saw the interaction yesterday or one of my posts, but she's really, we need to keep her uplifted in prayer because she was saying that she didn't know how much longer she could go on. We had to, you know, we had to encourage her to hold on, not to, you know what I mean? So
I know it's very,
really,
very difficult for her.
Yeah.
I know it is. Because there's some things that we know that the public doesn't know, and like you said, we have to keep her in prayer because she's got to be a strong woman to go through what she's going through right now. And
indeed,
the sad part is that for the city, just to, like, not even say anything, or I don't even know. It's like sad.
It's mind blowing. Yeah,
it's really sad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That this lady had to undo harassment subsequent to her. I mean, just everything she's gone through, and the legislative body and the mayor and all of them.
Right.
Character assassinating him, meningitis, ecstasy, get your shots, all this other stuff, and the mother still asking for answers. And it's like,
right,
nothing.
Yeah, kind of almost. What's the word I'm trying to look for? Almost, you know, I hate to say, like, scooting her away, but that's really what they were doing, like shooing her away, pretty much. Instead of saying, we have some answers for you, you know, even if they want to say, okay, we want to have just a meeting with the family, nobody else with the family. Okay, I won't be there then. If they. You said, you know, you just want to talk to them, but as a council, them, you know, themselves, okay, do that. You know, I know how to say, okay, I'll wait out here with the community. The family, the council wants to speak to the family. Fine. That's what we'll do then. You know, but they're trying to make it look like I don't want to be reasonable. They know I'm going to be reasonable. They just don't want to do anything, you know?
The sad part is that they did not even offer, not to my knowledge, Jameek's family any grieving counselors.
Right.
Did they offer them any support groups? I mean, I know subsequently the police arrested them for whatever reason. I don't know, but
right.
I know that was going on. But did the city try to offer them any support, any help? I mean,
not to my knowledge. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Nothing. No
yeah,
answers,
not to my
no
knowledge.
Support,
right.
No help, no grievance counselors,
mm-hmm.
no nothing. The mayor says,
right.
Oh, I'm waiting for the autopsy report. That's how you respond
mm-hmm.
to a lady whose son was murdered? I'm waiting for an autopsy
exactly.
report?
Right, and that's what was even put on Facebook. Somebody went on his page and they asked, you know, basically what you know, because he posted something. It wasn't related to Jameek, but they went on there because people want to know what's going on with that. And he said, "Oh, I'm waiting for the autopsy." And this was about a week ago. I mean, you guys,
the question,
the
question should be. What are you doing as the chief executive of the city of Patterson when Jameek Lowry was in the hands of the Patterson Police, EMS, and St. Joe's Hospital? Answer those questions when he was under your authority. Talk about wait for autopsy. That's got nothing to do with you asking questions, calling for the investigation, and doing reports within your departments to get questions answered. Where's the report from the police department, the fire department? Where's the report from St. Joe's Hospital on what happened?
Right.
Okay?
Exactly.
Where at?
Exactly.
How can you be waiting for a report when you're the mayor? You can request your departments to give you reports.
Exactly.
He hasn't requested anything from anybody.
Right. I know next Tuesday we're gonna have some. Well, I don't want to give too much a heads up, but yeah, we're gonna turn up some heat, man. Because like the questions you just asked, those are questions that we gotta get real direct now with these folks, so they can't, you know, duck and dodge and slip and slide away from. Away from what needs to be said, you know. So yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, it's like I said, it's sad. The mayor, as the chief executive, you could do these things in your role. The city council, you have oversight, investigation authority. You can do these things. They did nothing. They did nothing for the family.
Nothing.
They didn't even answer her.
Right. Yep, and they basically they didn't answer, and then they basically told her to go away in so many words. You know, so many words. It's just unbelievable. It's unbelievable, man. So I think we're going to have to amp it up a little bit more in terms of getting these answers for this family because of, even though, like you say, we know some things that we can't share, but there's still some things that the city council can say without going too deep into any particular matter.
Exactly. Even based on what we know. That's what I'm saying. Them telling them nothing is more of a slap in the face. Like, it's more disrespectful.
Right.
I mean, they're showing absolutely no compassion.
Right. And even on the heels of the report that we were talking about today about the 86 the rise in the complaints. You would think that the council would say, hey, this warrants a full conversation. We're having a special council meeting. We're calling in the police director, the public safety director. We need to have a conversation as to why this is. And maybe even if we have to change some people from their positions to make sure that this doesn't continue. You know what I mean? Like taking real decisive action to say that we're fighting for the public. But nothing. Everything is hush hush. You know. It's sad. Really sad, man. To me, if I was the mayor, I'm not running for nothing, but that would be the the Clarion call to say, hold it, we need to have, you know what I mean, an emergency meeting with everybody that runs the police department. We need to find out what's this all about, you know?
First of all, if I was a mayor, there would be transparency.
Yeah, from the rip. Mm-hmm.
Point blank.
Absolutely.
You know, you don't conveniently be open about certain things and then, oh, you
right.
conveniently hide things.
Right.
You don't do that to the public.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. From the very beginning, from day one.
The leadership.
The leadership. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. No, you're right. There
yeah,
is no leadership.
Yeah.
There is no leadership. We don't have a mayor.
Mm-mm.
We don't have a
nope.
legislative body that is acting like a legislative body. All they're doing, as far as I'm concerned, is taking a paycheck.
Yeah, because this is a matter that they should have leaked on. I mean, this was an opportunity. I mean, at least back in the day, you know that back in the day, even if they were politicians, something like this, they would have leaked on it. And tried to champion, get the answers, and use that for their, you know what I mean? For their
listen,
campaign.
The mayor is
well,
more important about being in Morristown campaigning for the Democrats out there recently
right.
than in Patterson worrying about what's going on here.
Mm-hmm.
It's apparent
exactly.
on how he tackles and addresses issues. It's always a
right.
pivot and a spin. The
right.
death of Jameique Lowry. Oh,
right.
Meningitis, get your shots. Body cameras, everything's a spin,
right.
a pivot. Oh, let me start the civilian review board, pivot, spin.
Right.
Okay, nothing got done.
Let's get them
oh.
some body cameras.
I mean, really? Where's your
internal investigation? When you were the main council person, yeah.
Where's the paperwork? You know, where's the, show the chronological the time, what happened. Give us a
right.
summary of the report from your police chief, from the fire chief.
Right.
Where's the paperwork at?
Mm-hmm.
Never call for an internal uh-huh. investigation. I mean, now we know it's a criminal investigation at this point, and you
well,
still didn't do nothing before that.
Nope. And like I said at the council meeting, I told him, I said, let the state tell you how far you can go. Go push it as far as you can. You know what I mean? Like, go all the way out with it. If the whole council makes a unified stand, what are they going to do against all of you? And you have the public behind you. You know what I mean? What are they going to do to you?
That's
you
the
know?
Sad part, Brother Teagues, is
right.
that everybody
yeah.
has a political, personal interest
mm-hmm.
or whatever they're trying to protect.
Right.
So they don't
exactly.
want to rock their own boat.
Mm-hmm. True.
You know, it's
True.
Sad, but it is what it is.
Yeah, it's just the bottom line, yeah.
You know, also wow. thinking about is self-preservation, and
yep.
that's sad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's very, very sad.
That's
because
probably why
you
we
can't,
didn't last
you can't,
long
you can't preserve a rotten egg or rotten apple.
True. And I think Victoria said it once before, that if you keep putting cologne on and you haven't taken a bath, it's gonna stink after a while. You know?
Exactly.
And that's what's happening. They're continually putting cologne on funk. You know?
You can fool some of the people some of the time, but you can't
right.
fool all the people all the time.
All
like
the time.
My father says, what goes on in the dark will eventually come to light.
Come to light. Absolutely.
Okay, and we are seeing the manifestation of a lack of leadership in Patterson, okay,
yep.
by these internal affairs investigations, these cops, this is the wild, wild west. Everything is out of control because there is no
yep.
leadership in City Hall and on the council that's providing real checks and balances to an administration
Indeed.
To making sure that the people are doing their work.
That's right.
Brother
and
T, we don't have that much time. I'm sorry. Again,
oh,
Brother
okay.
T.
Okay. Oh, well,
Ben, wrap it up.
Yeah, I mean, yep, just close up and say to keep fighting. Keep up with us on Patterson on the Web, and also we demand justice for Jameique Lowry. We're going to keep fighting until the family gets justice. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and once again, I want everybody
yeah.
out there to be respectful and to all police officers.
Uh-huh.
and be safe out there. Keep your cameras rolling, and God bless you all, and God bless Paterson, New Jersey. Until next time, we'll see you next Tuesday. Peace.
Peace.